أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Coming back to you to talk about iftitah supplication. I told you that two major themes in this supplication is talking about dispositions of divine forgiveness and compassion that I finished. Again, I talk about dispositions of punishment and chastisement. In His divine management, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not treat us in the same way all the time. All the time. It's not the case. There are cases of compassion, forgiveness, and there are also cases and instances of punishment and chastisement. وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضِعٍ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّغِمَةِ. In the Arabic term, nakal means chastisement. Nagima means revenge, punishment. There are cases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revenge from His servants, from His creatures. What are those cases? There are cases according to what we see in iftitah supplication. First, in the case of oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revenge from the oppressors. Look at these phrases. Walhamdulillahi qasimil jabbarin, mubirid dalimin, mudrikil haribin, nakalid dalimin. This is nakal. Praise be to Allah who breaks the oppressors, puts an end to the tyrants or tyrants, watches over the frightened, mudrikil haribin. Watches over the frightened and fugitives. In chapter Al-An'am, verse number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His revenge. فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Those who do oppression, they will have the divine revenge. They will have the divine chastisement. Second case. Hidden sins for those who commit sins hiddenly, away from people's sight. You may remember when you recite Dua Kumail, Kumail supplication. In one phrase, you say what? وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي. Those types of sins and evils that we commit hiddenly, away from people, in a secret place, we will have immediate chastisement. You know, there are two types of punishment, delayed and immediate. أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله وسلامه عليه says ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة. Where are the immediate, very prompt chastisement? Where are the cases? على ما عملته في خلواتي. Those types of sins that you commit in your privacy. You think that no one is looking at you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking revenge. And sometimes unconsciously you don't know why you are hated divinely by the divine chastisement. These are because of the secret sins, of the hidden sins. من سوء فعلي وإساءتي. Case number three. Cases of divine punishment and chastisement. Those who proclaim, who express lordship. They are so overwhelmed with selfishness that they not only oppress, but also they proclaim or they claim lordship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter An-Nazi'at, verses number 24 to 25, talks about Pharaoh, the story of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَىٰ. The divine punishment, both in this world and in hereafter, will come to Pharaoh because of his proclaim of lordship. Lordship is exclusive stay for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Case number 4. Social crimes and corruptions. There are two types of sins and crimes that we commit. Sometimes individual, in our privacy, and sometimes social crime. Social corruption, like stealing. It has also divine punishment and chastisement. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahu salamuhu alayhi, in one of his sayings, says, there are two types of social crime. One, in Islamic term, is al-baghi. Al-baghi means committing social crime when you violate people's right, when you violate people's privacy. This is baghi. When you stay against the Islamic State, this is baghi. Al-baghi yaslubu an-ni'ma, ad-dulm yajlibu an-nighma. When you have baghi, I mean social corruption, you will lose the divine bounties, and also oppression attracts divine chastisement. Again, Amir al-Mu'mineen, in another saying, says, "Safkud dima بغير حقها يدعو إلى حلول النغمة وزوال النعمة." When you shed blood without any right, without any proof, baselessly. Safku dima bighayra haqqaha. Shedding people's blood without any documented proof, without any right, without any fair reason. Yad'u ila hulul an-naghma. In those society that you see corruption in case of, in form of shedding lives, shedding blood, you will receive, the whole society will receive divine punishment and chastisement, and they gradually lose their bounties and their blessings. Case number 5, stealing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse number 38, talks about punishment of stealing. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. Those who cheat, men or women, their hands must be cut. Of course, in the Islamic court, under special circumstances, and on having and reserving conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَ نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. It's not us. It's not our word. It's not our ruling. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who says, السَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. those who steal, put their hand on people's properties, it must be cut. It's not us, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who says, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَ نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ